And I'm Steve Inskeep. A popular internet meme makes fun of egg prices. A guy gets on his knees to propose, but instead of a ring, he produces a dozen eggs. As shoppers know, this joke is slightly out of date because egg prices have finally begun to drop. And this comes just in time for some positive news about eggs. The Food and Drug Administration is updating its definition of healthy food, and eggs seem to meet that definition. NPR's Allison Aubrey joins us now to talk about exactly what's happening. Hi there, Allison.
Good morning, Steve.
How much cheaper are they?
The latest data from the USDA shows wholesale prices of a dozen eggs dropped about 58 cents to $3.29 a dozen. That's a big difference from December when I bought a dozen for $8. Now, there's a lag between wholesale prices and what we pay retail, but this latest data is a sign that it's moving in the right direction. You know, eggs have always been so affordable. Just 2 years ago, they were about $1.50 a dozen, but we might not see prices that low again.
Why wouldn't they go all the way back down?
Well, there are a bunch of factors. The cost of chicken feed is up, transportation, labor costs are all up. But it's not just inflation, Steve. A big, big factor is this avian flu that has infected birds all over the country in every state. I spoke to David Ortega. He's a food economist at Michigan State.
There's a lot of uncertainty with how much longer this outbreak will continue. And also the nature of prices is that they're sticky. They tend to rise quickly, but take much longer to come down.
So far, 58 million birds have been wiped out, Steve, and egg producers need time to build their flocks back up, which can take months, and they must keep up efforts to protect birds from getting infected.
How can you protect them?
Typically, it's wild birds, such as migrating waterfowl, that infect the commercial flocks with this avian flu. So poultry and egg producers have a bunch of biosecurity measures in place to create barriers or distance between their flocks and wild birds. I spoke to Philip Clower. He's a poultry scientist at Penn State. He says this takes a lot of effort, given all the ways the virus can spread.
If you have large flocks of migrating geese landing in a cornfield that was picked right next to your poultry operation, and they defecate in that area, spend time in that area, and things like that goes to dust, that can come in air vents and so forth on the poultry house.
So poultry operators take steps to discourage waterfowl from landing nearby, and workers take precautions to keep their hands, clothes, shoes clean, some shower in and shower out when they come to work to make sure they're not carrying any virus that could spread to the animals.
Wow, this sounds almost like COVID controls in the early days. Really hard.
Yeah. And, you know, when these measures fail and an animal is infected with avian flu, the virus can spread quickly with animals, you know, being concentrated together and millions have to have had to be killed off.
This highly pathogenic disease is very deadly. So the whole idea is getting on top of it and help the birds die in a humane manner before the disease can continue to multiply. And as it multiplies through flocks, could mutate and even become worse.
Now, the virus circulating now is a newer mutation of the avian flu that spread back in 2015. Clower says this one appears more pathogenic. It's led to more deaths, and it's still out there, Steve. The CDC says avian flu viruses do not tend to infect people. They say the risk is low, but one person reported in Colorado who was in contact with infected poultry did get infected last spring, so workers take precautions.
So we're talking here about the supply of eggs. Has the demand for eggs changed at all?
You know, eggs are a staple in most homes. There's strong demand. They're served as part of the school meal program. They've got a lot of protein. There's so many easy ways to prepare them. And from a nutrition point of view, eggs have really undergone a makeover over the last several years. I spoke to Debbie Pettipain. She's a registered dietitian and a spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Eggs have had a complicated past as far as nutrition science goes. What we've learned with current research is that eggs can actually be a really significant source of protein and other nutrients without us needing to be concerned as much about the cholesterol content in them.
In fact, the FDA is in the process of updating its definition of what counts as healthy, and FDA scientists say eggs are a nutrient-dense food providing important nutrients and should be able to be labeled as healthy. Their goal is to introduce a new healthy icon that could be used on food labels to help consumers make more informed choices.
What are the concerns that people are not as concerned about anymore then?
Well, in the past, there was a concern that the cholesterol in eggs could lead to an increase in people's blood cholesterol and increase the risk of heart disease. But newer research shows for most healthy people, eating eggs in moderation doesn't lead to a rise. And the most recent dietary guidelines point to eggs as an important food during pregnancy and in childhood years. Here's Petta Payne again.
We now know that dietary cholesterol doesn't necessarily increase heart disease risk, and that's allowed eggs to come back onto the plate and be part of a healthy diet.
And the American Heart Association suggests, Steve, for people who like to eat eggs, one per day is good.
NPR's Allison Aubrey, thanks for the clearance. I'm going to go get some eggs.
All right. Sounds good, Steve. Thanks.